This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, you looked startled by me starting the show.
You screamed into the microphone. You scared me.
Oh, well, I apologize for that. How are you doing this week?
A little more spirited than I'm accustomed to seeing from you.
Well, I can't help being excited about doing the show, Tim. Sorry.
Tom.
I take that back. I refuse to apologize.
Ooh, taking a stand, digging in your heels. Respect that, Tom.
To apologize once the full investigation is over. And I've been cleared of any wrongdoing.
That's what you're going to apologize?
If necessary.
When you've been cleared?
Wait, no, I'm not going to apologize, because then that's going to implicate me.
Yeah, well, almost had you. Tom, I'm feeling a little out of sorts this week, if you must know.
I can see that because I'm looking at you and you're in a different physical space than normal.
Oh yeah. I thought you were going to say I look terrible. I've been in air bed and breakfast, in not even my home state, Tom. I'm in a completely different state.
Well, that makes sense. Why would you stay in one New York's a pretty big state. I take it back.
You've stayed in an Airbnb in New York State.
That's true. Guilty as charged, Tim. I have to wait for the investigation to finish on that one. I'll own up to it.
Tom, and this is what, Tom, full disclosure, it's long drives week here on The Complete Guide to Everything. This is an episode that is ripped from the headlines. How did I get to this Airbnb in a different state? Why? I took a long drive, of course.
Wow. But life imitating art.
Yeah. Art imitating life. It's all a big circle. The circle of life.
Yeah. So you're out of sorts because of that.
I'm also massively hungover. And
Tim, you weren't drinking on the drive, were you? That's not a way to make the drive go quicker.
No, it made the drive worse that I drank last night. Uh-huh. And then, I mean, it was a good 15. You know, you can't do anything very late at night anymore because it gets dark out and you had to be outside.
Right.
If you want to do anything with anybody else.
Yeah.
So I stopped drinking at 9 or 9:30. But Tom, when's the last time you've really tied one on?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been, I think,
mostly
over
because
a year
I get
for me.
So hungover that it's just not worth it.
Yeah, this whole COVID thing has made me a real lightweight.
Yeah.
I had three mixed drinks. I was out with friends, Tom, at a bar, outside of a bar, at a table.
Thanks for the invite.
Tom, I knew you'd say that.
But you didn't invite me.
Guess what? You got a bit of a reputation.
What kind of reputation?
You're a guy that doesn't show up, and sometimes you don't even respond to the invitation.
I knew you were going to say that because I didn't respond to an invitation recently. So, look, if somebody is just putting an invite out there and I don't respond, that means I'm not coming. That's what that means. I don't need to bother everybody with, what's Tom's excuse this time? I'm a busy man. I got a busy life.
You're not a busy man. You don't have a busy life, but that's okay. But look, then you can't complain when you don't get on every invite. Sometimes there's limited space. I know I have limited texts that I can text
Tim,
for free.
That's not true. That hasn't been the case in decades now.
They're gonna send you a text if I'm not even gonna get a response. That's 5 cents right there, Tom.
I think it was 10 cents by the.
I got a good plan.
Oh, you'll have to fill me in on that off mic.
But Tom, I drank three drinks at a bar, mixed drinks, went home. I like couldn't sleep last night. Today, like I've been drinking Gatorade all day. Yeah,
that's the worst kind of hung, like drunk when you can't sleep because you're so drunk.
Yeah, this stinks, Tom. I'm done drinking.
You say
at least
that
until
tomorrow.
The pandemic's over, and I can like, you know, stay out drinking until 3 a.m. and then
build your tolerance back up.
Exactly.
So I assume during this entire time, Tim, you haven't had time to squeeze in watching Zack Snyder's Justice League.
No, I assume you have. I assume that's why you didn't respond to the invite.
No, but I just want to say I've gotten a few messages from different people assuming that we were going to talk about it.
I mean, if you want to, you can. I know everybody's all worked up, jazzed about long drives, but I'm offering you.
We long can call drives. An audible How here. About a long movie?
Yeah. How long this was drive your was so long?
Was your drive shorter or longer than Zack Snyder's Justice League?
Tom, it was like 1 1/8 Justice League.
Wow, crazy. Yeah. So 5 hours? No, four and a half hours. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
4.5 hours.
Well, one of the reasons why we're not going to do an episode on it is I don't want to talk about something where you're just going to the whole time go, this is dumb, it's boring.
Have you heard the show before, Tom?
I would do it if you watched it, but you're not going to watch a 4-hour Justice League movie.
I'm not. I'm look.
Nor would I'm gonna really. You know what, Tim? You've warmed up to the Marvel movies, and I feel like if I made you now watch a 4-hour, you'd be like, no, forget it. Forget all this. I'm off.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I'm not going to finish Phase 3. I'm certainly not going to dip my feet into Phase 4 Marvel.
Yeah.
After seeing. Tom, I just want to... I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum except yours. And a lot of people think I'm a real malcontent and I'm a real killjoy, but I'm not.
Real dickhead. A real
asshole. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to hurt like your feelings and belittle you and your thoughts. I think everybody, like anybody, can like what they like. Yeah. I just think you like what you like because you're not very smart.
Well, I didn't like this movie, so what does that tell you?
I don't know. Yeah, and 4 hours, I wouldn't watch. I don't know. I wouldn't watch a 4-hour Steve Martin movie.
Yeah,
and Tom, I like Steve Martin.
Well, I think with this. The weird thing is that it's 4 hours.
Steve Martin is my Batman.
This is 4 hours, and it's like just it has to be pretty much everything he shot, which is kind of interesting just to see like all the footage a filmmaker captured.
You can be like a movie producer, like, oh, here are the dailies.
Right. But with this, I think it's like, well, the version of Justice League that he was going to make and put out in movie theater, surely that wasn't going to be 4 hours. So, like, this isn't the version that we didn't get to see, really. This is, like, the indulgent, you know, and he said himself, like, the indulgent, like, I can make this movie as long as I want. I can make it square instead of widescreen. And that's, nobody can say anything about it because a telephone company owns Warner Brothers now.
And they don't care about anything other than...
Nope. They only care about the internet, and people on the internet have threatened to kill everyone who could agree to make this movie. So we're going to make it.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, like, it's always risky in these situations. Like, imagine being, like, the CEO of a telecom, you know, like a major conglomerate.
Tim, I don't have to imagine. Like, one day I will be.
I know. Well, you do have to imagine. It's the power of positive thinking. That's the only way you're going to get there, Tom.
No, I wrote it all on a dream board.
Vision board, yeah.
Yeah, so now that's all I need.
Well, that is you imagining that.
Well, I imagined it before. I don't imagine it anymore, Tim.
You're supposed to look at that vision board every day.
I do look at it. I look at it like one of those magic eye posters where I just kind of let my eyes go slack, and then I can see the future.
Just imagine being the head of a major telecommunications company and being like, oh yeah, let's buy this media company, mm-hmm. and whatever, vertical integration or whatever. You're all excited about that stuff, and then somebody comes to you and is like, sir, you got to give us $70 million for this thing. And you'd be like, why? And they'd be like, it's easier if I don't explain. And it's like, no, it's like,
we have to redo a movie that came out 4 years ago that everybody hated and didn't make its money back then.
And the CEO would ask, like, oh, well, why would we do this? And they'd be like, well, they've threatened your family by name.
Yeah, sir, they know everything. They have the school your daughter goes to, and
they're going to murder your children. We just give them the $70 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it played out. Although now the really funny thing is, and this reminds me of remembering that movie Fight Club when
that movie Fight Club. Yeah, Tom.
Well, I forgot. You live your life according to Fight Club. Tim, yeah, I was pretending like I didn't know about it.
Oh yeah. Well, we're not even supposed to be talking about it, you know.
But do you remember that part where Meatloaf gets shot in the head and they bring his mm-hmm. body back, Bob? And Edward Norton's like, well, what did you idiots, what did you think was gonna happen? That reminds me of this, because this came out and like all these Warner executives were like, you asked and we delivered, the Snyder Cut's finally here. You're welcome, Internet. And if you look at any of those, all the replies are, let Zack Snyder make Justice League 2 and 3. Hashtag restore the Snyderverse.
Yep. What did it's you like, think, what was, did you gonna think
was gonna happen? Of course they're not happy. And like, why didn't you guys talk to him when he was making this movie and be like, all right, there's one apparently they were very hands off, which I guess is cool of them, but not smart. Mm-hmm. Would have been like, there's one condition. The movie needs to wrap up tightly. It can't end on not only a cliffhanger, on a setup for not the next movie, the one after that. You can't do that, Zach, because that's really going to make some trouble for us. But that's what they did. They even got Jared Leto and Ben Affleck to come and shoot a scene just for that purpose.
Yeah, you made me watch that scene, Tom. You encouraged me.
You probably weren't ever the same after that.
No, I've my whole life, my outlook is a little more twisted.
Yeah. Well, I can't blame you. What did you think of Jared Leto's Joker performance?
Tom, I think that was just, that's what you would do if you were playing the Joker. Like, that's what somebody who was, if they were doing a sketch on Saturday Night Live, that's exactly the performance they'd give, right? Where it's like, I'm going to just like modulate the tone of my voice a lot.
Yeah.
Say things and sneer and then giggle at inappropriate times. Like, and this guy was like, I don't know, defiling rats and like, putting his bodily fluids on dead animals and sending them to his coworkers because he was like, well, I needed to get into character. And then all he did was just go like, I'm crazy, like the Joker.
Yeah. Cesar Romero didn't have to do any of that shit. He wouldn't even shave off his mustache when he was the Joker.
He had to put the makeup on top of his mustache.
Yeah. That's method acting. No, in this multiverse continuity, the Joker has a mustache that he refuses to shave, and he just puts paint on it instead.
I mean, that's the most twisted thing of all. Tom, let's get into the meat and potatoes here. Okay. Long drives. And let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Tom, can we have somebody just...
Hold on, let me call him up. Hey, can you just do like a quick favor for us? Let me be clear. Thank you, wow. Mr. President.
Yeah. 44th
I called
president.
Him up and he came over that quickly. Yeah. He lives next door. Hard times. Him and Michelle aren't doing so great.
Yeah, it seems like they're not doing so great. It's weird that presidents are like, okay, now I'm going to like produce movies and stuff. Now I guess just the
now
one.
Now I'm going to make a podcast with Bruce Springsteen, a man that everybody associates very closely with me.
Let me be clear, Tom. We're not talking about road trips. Road trips are fun. Long drives are not fun. Road trips are something like
what's the
road
trips.
When you're going on a road trip, Tom, it's a real the journey is the destination situation, right? Where it's like, hey, man, part of the appeal of this is the time we're spending in the car,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
A long drive is you're trying to get somewhere, and you don't want to be in the car,
okay.
Or truck, or van, or bus.
Right. Well, bus, somebody else is driving. I'm not even saying long drives has to be you driving, but I think it specifically has to be in a personal vehicle.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like a bus, you can go on a bus and not talk to anyone. But like if you're in a car, you're going to be talking with the driver. You're not going to be that far from the driver. In fact, on a bus, they discourage talking to the driver.
Yeah. Oh, man, imagine being a bus driver and having people talk to you, ask you questions.
Yeah.
Where's this bus going? Just look at the thing. I don't know.
I always...
What is this, some kind of bus?
Any kind of job, like a bus driver, like a Greyhound bus driver, that kind of, like, not like a, you know, inner city bus driver. Like bus driver, pilot, train conductor... it's always crazy to me the idea of having a job where during your workday you go very far away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just always like when anytime I've been on like a Greyhound, I'm like, this is crazy. This dude's just like driving for like 8 hours and then like he's hopefully gonna go to sleep, but then he's gonna get up and drive back and like that's what he does.
Yeah. That's the life of a bus driver. I think it's.
But we're talking about how long drives are so boring, and that's all bus drivers do.
Look, maybe long drives aren't boring. Look, I'm just trying to distinguish it from the Great American Road Trip,
okay.
Right, Tom? Where it's like, hey, this is fun.
Let's
we're gonna go down We're gonna go down Route 66 and
get our kicks.
You know, we're gonna get our kicks.
Yeah.
Some people, I think older folks, like my parents like going for a long drive just to be like, hey, yeah, we went out. We just like drove around for a couple hours and looked out the window.
Well, I think it's like, also different because like your parents live in the suburbs.
Yeah. But I don't know. We could drive to the suburbs. Like you and I could be like, hey, let's take a 2-hour drive to the suburbs or whatever.
I've done that. I mean, not very often, but I've done it.
Just for the fun of it?
During COVID, yeah. Like in the beginning when...
Were you looking at like Christmas lights or something? Or
no,
like,
I mean, we were driving
was there a house
like...
that like looked haunted and you thought you'd see witches through the window?
We were driving
there?
Like along the water. So it was, you know, scenic. Mm. We were trying to find scenic places to go drive. That's not what your parents do. They just drive like around a 4-block radius over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. They try to, I mean, they, I don't know. What's there to do now? There's nothing to do. It's boring. It stinks. Yeah. Life stinks right now, Tom. How do you feel about long drives, Tom?
I hate long drives, but I love road trips.
Yeah, right?
So I do know what you're talking about. When, Like, especially long solo drives. I've had to do those sometimes.
Oof.
And, like I remember having to drive, like, having to pack all my shit in college into my car by myself and then drive from Maryland.
Why did nobody want to help you?
Well, because I had a car down there. So it was
but
like,
nobody would help you pack up your car?
No, I since I was an RA, I was like, you know, last man out. Packing my
and
car.
Nobody wanted to help you because you were in a, you were drunk with power.
Not, but all not you by would then.
But write kids up.
By then, I graduated, Tim. I had been stripped of my duties. They took my medals and everything.
Took your gun.
But packing wasn't that big of a deal because in college you don't have that much shit, you know.
You could throw most of it out.
Yeah, and especially by the time you're a senior, you realize that anything you bring into your room, anything that you bring to your dorm and have there, like eventually that's going to have to go somewhere else.
Right.
So you start being like, nah, you know what? I don't want to bring this to school because especially senior year, you know, you had to move out every year and move back in. So by senior year, I think it was just like, I need 3 pairs of underwear, 1 pair of pants, my laptop, and I don't know, I'll figure everything else out. Because I don't want
my Boondock Saints poster.
Well, of course. My black lights, my black light posters.
My rubbers.
But so that wasn't the tough part, packing up, but driving. Yeah, it was just like, oh, and now I'm like driving back home. College is done. I don't know what the hell I'm doing now. Like, I'm not excited to get there, but I'm also not like on a cool road trip. In fact, I can't really leave my car too long because it's full of shit. Somebody might smash a window and steal stuff.
This is a very specific long drive that you're reminiscing
about.
Well,
I'm thinking about this one time in particular. I had to do a long drive solo.
Yeah, it's man, I didn't know that graduating college was such a traumatic experience for you.
Yeah, it kind of was. I thought I was going to get hired by America's Most Wanted. They didn't hire
Turns
me.
Turns out they were just trying to investigate you further.
Turns out I was America's Least Wanted. No, they asked me on my way out. They were like, if there was a job available, would you be interested in that? And I was like, yeah, of course. And they were like, okay, there's none. There's no job available, but we'll keep that in mind. And I was like, I don't think there's ever going to be a job available at this place.
Then why did they ask the question?
I don't know, because I think they just need to like fill the air to talk. We were on the radio at the time. I think they just, I don't know, they wanted to say something nice-ish, but at the same time, I was like, I don't know. Everybody here's been working here since the beginning for like 15 years, and I have yet to meet anyone that's been hired in the last decade. I don't think there's going to be an opening for me.
You know, it's probably a good thing you didn't get hired on America's Most
Wanted. Oh, it absolutely is.
That show's off the air, Tom.
Yeah.
You know what's on the air? The Complete Guide to Everything.
That's true.
Week after week.
Yeah, we outlasted America's Most Wanted. We did it.
When you're on a long drive, would you prefer, like, let's say it's you and someone else.
Uh-huh.
And you're going somewhere. And I'm going to say a long drive is, what, 3.5 hours and up? Hours, maybe?
I was going to say, like, 3 hours and up is a long drive.
Yeah.
I know that right now there are people in, like, the Midwest that are like, that's how far I go to the supermarket. But
yeah, well, guess what?
Shit's different over here.
Find a better way to make to get food.
Make your
Driving
own.
Driving 3 hours. Yeah, make your own food. Isn't that what they're doing? Aren't they growing their own food?
Some
Maybe
places.
Maybe they just don't need to go to the supermarket. Yeah. Hey, eat your own wheat.
Yeah.
Right? Drink the milk that comes out of your cow. Don't drive all the way to the supermarket if it's 3 hours away to get milk.
Well, I think probably people that have dairy farms are drinking their own milk. But, you know, a man can't live on milk alone, Tim. You proved that the hard way.
Tom, I lived like a full year, right?
Yeah, but you were in rough shape by the end of that, Tim. All those tubes and wires coming out of you.
Tom, I ate like a half a pint of ice cream. Like I bought an ice cream.
Yeah.
I think I might be lactose intolerant, Tom. I thought I was going to die.
To get your, this was in the car?
No, this was not in the car.
I was worried that you were going to have to get the driver's seat reupholstered or something.
No, here's my question. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm getting ahead of myself here, but you're driving and there's rest stops along the highway, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the paradox of the road, Tom, is that at these rest stops, you can eat. They have a bountiful supply of food, all the chains that you can imagine.
Okay, yeah, you're talking about like a bigger, like a truck stop, kind of.
Yeah, like a rest area.
Yes.
They got bathrooms, they got a Chipotle, they got a Sbarro.
Because sometimes you see a sign for a rest area coming up and you start getting excited, and then it turns out it's just like
some freaking parking lot.
Yeah, it's just like an area to pull off, and like sometimes not an area to pull off. In fact, I think they discourage that in those places, but to park your car for a minute. And maybe a bathroom and maybe a vending machine. But if you're like, I'm hot on getting some Burger King right now.
Yeah. Man, those vending machines, it's always like a faded package of Cool Ranch Doritos. What's the expiration date on that? Because I don't think it's supposed to be that shade of blue.
Or it's one of those machines where they don't show you what's inside, so you put your dollar in, and then you're pressing everything. And it's like, nope, the only thing we've got is diet root beer or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, diet root beer's all right.
I mean, anything out of those vending machines is pretty good, but.
Yeah. What I was saying about the paradox of the road, Doug, all this food, it's not food that you should be eating if you're going to be confined to a small space for the next at least 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's not stuff that makes you feel bad.
Well, and it's also stuff that often makes you have to find the next rest stop very quickly.
Do you think that's what it's all about? It's big rest stop being like, we'll feed them this food, and then they'll have to stop at it's a guaranteed customer for, 10 miles down the road.
I don't think all those rest stops are colluding together. I remember, I'm trying to think, I was at like a weird rest stop once. This isn't a good story. That's it. It was just big. It was like the biggest rest stop I had ever seen. That's all. I don't really remember why or how I got there, but boy, it was something. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/completeguide.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Tom. All right. I have a quick question.
Okay.
Novelty companies, do they still exist? Like novelty toys and stuff?
I don't know. I kind of get the impression that a lot of those companies made like one really big batch 40 yeah. years ago. And they're still just coasting off that same stock of, hand buzzers and stuff.
Yeah. I came up with a potential. I can't tell if it's good or not.
Okay. So you want to pitch this to a novelty. All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like the novelty toy market has been lacking ingenuity lately. So.
All right. Hand soap.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like diarrhea.
Oh. Why? For what?
For pranks. It smells like soap. It washes just like soap. Uh-huh.
But
there's little
brown
chunks of like non-liquid soap in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the person using this, the first thing they're going to think is somebody diarrheaed in the soap dispenser.
Yeah, maybe.
Instead of
if
the
you put
toilet.
That at a rest, if you put that at a rest stop too, like people see like remnants of that in the sink before them, they're like, "What is going on here?" And then they smell it. They go, "Oh, it's soap. It's hand soap." I see.
Why? If you run a rest stop, why would you want to encourage people to not wash their hands by tricking them into thinking all of your soap dispensers were full of diarrhea?
As a gag, as a prank.
Yeah, but then that place would be filthy. Nobody would wash their hands. And also, you're wrong, Tim. You got to make it smell like diarrhea or else nobody's going to be disgusted by it.
What? Nobody's going to be disgusted about it. What?
Yeah.
No. No, you got to make the concession. It's got to smell like soap. Otherwise, no. Then why even make it soap?
Why
just
would
put diarrhea
then,
in a bottle and label it soap?
But then what would make somebody say, "Oh, this is diarrhea," instead of "This is gravy"?
The context,
you would put a sign that says "Not gravy" on it.
Well, no. What do you expect to see in a bathroom? Gravy or. In a public bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm more likely to see diarrhea in a public bathroom than I am gravy, but I don't expect to see either of them in the soap dispenser.
Yeah, I know. That's the joke, Tom.
Also, I don't think those soap dispensers can handle chunks in them.
Yeah, you'd have to fill, install custom dispensers for him.
I don't know, Tim. If I was on,
it's just not that thought through.
If I was on the novelty toy version of Shark Tank, I would be a pass on this idea, Tim. It needs to be workshopped a little bit more.
I'm still trying to figure out the best use case.
So far, you've described brown soap. That's all you've really.
Okay, now Tom, fake vomit.
Mm-hmm.
What's the use of that?
You put it somewhere and somebody thinks you're talking about like the dried up vomit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You put it somewhere.
Classic novelty item.
Yeah. You put that on somebody's carpet or their furniture and they think, "Oh no, somebody threw up on something that's difficult to clean."
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, "Oh, all right.
Now it's that. Now imagine that. Oh no, somebody put diarrhea all over the sink," and then be like, "Oh, all right."
Somebody put it all over the sink? What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll work out the dispenser. Like, I think
I'm not going to be a part of this, Tim.
Forget it.
You're not getting any money out of me. Tim, one time
Needless to say, I was in a very disgusting bathroom today at a rest stop on my long drive.
One time.
Which is where I got the inspiration for this.
Oh. Wow. Did you immediately come back to the car to excitedly tell your wife?
No, I wrote
Honey,
it down.
I've got $1 million idea.
No, I wrote it down so I could talk to you about it later.
Oh, okay.
And instead, I'm just getting nothing but like, I thought it was $1 million idea. I thought you were going to be excited about it.
Look, Tim,
I came up with this whole pretense of doing this episode about long drives so I could organically get to it.
I appreciate the intention of incorporating diarrhea into more pranks. But I think this is a misfire.
Yeah. It wasn't soap when I saw it today, Tom.
Well, so that reminded me.
And let me tell you, I don't think it was gravy
either. It sure didn't taste like gravy. I was on a long road trip once, and I forgot about this, but have you seen this new Netflix documentary about the last Blockbuster?
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen. I've seen that it exists.
But they interview Lloyd Kaufman of Troma Films,
mm-hmm.
Who
a close personal friend of Tom Reynolds,
who we knew, and it reminded me of the time me, friends of the show AJ, Dan, and Paul were on a road trip with Lloyd Kaufman from New York to Rhode Island, and somebody I won't out them. I won't say who. Took I'm not done. In the bathroom that Lloyd Kaufman ran in to take a picture of it.
God.
So he's probably got that picture somewhere. It wasn't me. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I don't know. Tom, I was pitching a product. You're just telling filthy stories.
Well, I'm telling you another story about a truck stop. This is market research, Tim. You should be asking me questions about what it was that made it so disgusting so you could workshop these ideas into your soap.
I regret bringing this up, Tom. It was supposed to be a wholesome prank.
Wholesome? Tim, diarrhea is never involved in a wholesome prank.
Just stop.
What do you like to do on a long car trip to pass the time, Tim? To pass the hours?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer, like maniacally so, to be the driver, if possible.
Yeah, well, you're a very dangerous driver, so that makes sense.
I'm not a very dangerous driver, Tom. I'm a great driver.
You drive way too fast.
I used to drive way too fast. I don't really drive very fast anymore. I'm far too afraid of death in every little tiny thing I do. I pretty much stick to the speed limit, if you can believe it. But I want to be in control.
Right.
So if I'm on a long drive,
I'm kind of the same way.
I want to be driving. That I don't want to be at the mercy of some... Tom, I don't think you're the same way.
No?
I think you like to sit in the passenger seat and look at your phone.
You always say this about me because that's happened a few times when we've driven somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Usually because the conversation doesn't offer that much.
Yeah, that's true. I got nothing. I think it's clear. I got nothing to say to you. You got nothing to say to me.
Yeah. Tim, how are we supposed to make small talk for hours on end?
Yeah.
So how do you like to pass the time then?
I don't know. I think let's say pre-phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I used to just when I was a kid, I would just listen to my Sony Discman.
Yeah. Well, I hope you had skip protection.
Tom, I remember begging my parents for like. No, you don't understand. I can't deal with the 3 seconds. I need 5 seconds skip protection.
Wow, I remember only having 2 seconds skip protection. So
oh no,
la di da.
Two. I mean, why even have it?
It was better. That's what I thought until I tried a CD player with no skip protection.
Yeah,
that was borderline unusable.
What do you like to do in the car to pass the time?
I like to listen to my Discman. No. I mean, it's different now than when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I used to really like playing Game Boy in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That was always fun. I remember, like, for some reason, like, really having to convince my parents to buy a car adapter for the Game Boy so I didn't have to use batteries.
Hmm.
And
did you do the math for them? Were you like, look, a 4-pack of AA batteries?
No, I think they were concerned that, like, I don't know, it would like destroy the car's battery or something. Like, we'd be stranded.
Probably.
We'd be stranded somewhere.
Good chance of that happening.
But yeah, I used to like playing Game Boy. I used to like reading in the car. But then I would also get car sick, so I would.
You seem like one of these people, like, I can't read in the car.
Yeah, I can't read in the car. I get car sick. I don't normally get car sick. I do sometimes with, like, the way certain people drive, like you. But other times...
It might also have something to do with, like, the, you know, double whopper and
no, if anything, that settles my stomach. But... if I'm looking down at something, if I'm reading something, if I'm playing a Game Boy, I'll get car sick if I do that for too long. But it won't stop me from doing it. I'll just look up for a few minutes and then I'll go right back to it. So I have memories as a kid of a lot of long car rides just being like kind of nauseous for hours on end, just kind of cycling between because you're bored. You want to do something.
Yeah. But there's nothing you can do.
And this was, I'm talking about when I was like real young, like I didn't have like a, you know, anything to listen to music on yet.
Now kids can watch television in the car.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Those, the televisions they can put in the back of the headrest and then they've got the VCR mounted to the ceiling. Yeah.
Very cool. you know what I would like to do? Have before my next car trip have Exhibit come and pimp my ride. Was it Exhibit who did that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Exhibit.
Yeah, maybe I could get my ride pimped, and that way we could have more entertainment options.
That would be nice, Tim.
Putting in screens and whatnot.
when you're driving, I mean, I guess in this instance, you were driving with your wife. Do you listen to music? Do you listen to podcasts? What do? You listen to Jerky Boys albums?
All of the above. Man, I would love to listen to it. I don't think my wife would last very long listening to a Jerky Boys album. I think she'd just be like, can you let me off? Just pull over here. I'll figure it out.
You gotta put them in between other songs. And then if she complains, you can be like, well, it's just one of those albums with skits on it. Like, well, I know all those other songs, though. Yeah, well, this was a tape I bought.
I haven't heard Jerky Boys in a long time. I imagine it's not funny. I bet it's...
I've only listened to ones that I really liked, like tracks that I really liked in recent years. I have not listened to like an album all the way through.
Seems potentially a minefield.
I'm sure there was a bunch of stuff
problematic
that is,
content.
Yeah, that is not acceptable.
That like you'd be like, this made me laugh. What does it say about young Tommy, young Timmy?
They were stupid.
I was bad. I was a dumb kid, yeah. Tom, I listen to podcasts and I listen to music. I listen to it all.
So do you have podcasts?
I mean, it's an omnivorous appetite for audio entertainment.
Well, do you have podcasts that it's like, all right, this is a podcast me and my wife both like, so I'll save this for a drive?
When we know we have a drive coming up, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, nah, I'll listen to whatever I want to listen to. But save it, Doughboys. You know what we used to listen to a lot? That show, How I Built This. It's got, like, entrepreneurs on it. They talk about their ideas with a very receptive host. who isn't going to shoot down their ideas.
Well, we'll see if somebody came on there with diarrhea that's soap. Or soap that's diarrhea, I guess.
That looks like it, Tom.
Well, now I've got my idea.
Well, I mean...
that looks like soap. But don't worry, it still smells like diarrhea.
That's a prank, Tom. That's a novelty.
Yeah, you do that in a doctor's office and you go, well, what's wrong with me, doc? You're going to have a real head scratcher.
I don't think it's a good idea at all to prank your doctor.
Well, and especially, I don't think it's a good idea if they come into the room and they go, so what seems to be the issue today? If you just immediately do anything to expel something from your body rather than talk to them.
I don't exactly know what you're talking about. I don't know when we discussed
doing that.
I'm saying
if they said, look, what's going on with you today? And if you didn't speak and you just pulled down your pants and you pooped, but instead of poop, soap came out.
Tom,
I don't think
we gotta start this episode over. I can't
well,
be a
I'm
part
just
of
saying,
this.
I know that's what the doctor would probably say. That's why I'm saying you can't do that. You got to warm up to it. You got to get to the point where the doctor goes, all right, well, let's see you poop. Let's see, let's see what's going on here.
I made one reference to a novelty item that I think could be a big seller, and then you're using it as permission to just have a filthy mouth.
You think it could be a big seller to the freeing truck stop community?
It'll lighten up people's moods a little bit. When you're on a long trip, mm-hmm. Tom, a long drive, you're in a pissed off mood, right? The whole time? Are you like me?
Yeah, and you wonder why I look at my phone when I'm on long drives with you or go to sleep. Look,
Google
it's just
Maps.
Natural that when you're on a long drive, you're pissed and you take that out on whoever's sitting next to you.
I didn't say I take it out on anybody. Google Maps is a miracle because it tells you exactly how long, like, you... First of all... Mm-hmm. People gotta cool it when they complain about like Google Maps or Waze or something when like it's not accurate down to the minute, which it usually is. Like you can be like, here's a destination 450 miles away and I'm leaving now. And it'll be like, you'll be there in, you know, 5 hours and 12 minutes. Yeah. And then if it takes you like 5 hours and 25 minutes, people are like, this stupid app doesn't know anything.
What people are you talking about? You hang out with some real idiots. I don't do that. No, because I was going to say it's not like it doesn't update that estimate. If it said like 4 hours the whole time and then it was like, well, 1 minute left. And then it went, nope, actually a half hour more. Yeah, that would suck, but it doesn't do that.
Yeah. And also, I don't know. Do you feel like we've gotten to a point where everybody's patient, like everybody, like stuff is so good that they expect it to be magic now, where it's like you get like everybody expects like, oh, everything should just be instantaneous, like, oh, my seamless order isn't here in less than like 10 minutes.
If like those estimates are off, when you know, 99 times out of 100, they're exactly right.
Yeah, I just feel like people are asking a lot these days.
They sure are.
From their apps. Be nice. Be nicer to your apps.
Apps have feelings, too. What was your point about this?
I like Google Maps because it'll tell you exactly how long you could, like, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to be pissed off for 3 hours and 12 minutes, but then...
Yeah, well, and I could imagine somebody like you probably get more pissed off when you see that number going up.
Oh, yeah, that's why I used to drive so fast. I used to be like, well, This is saying 3 hours, 12 minutes. I could get this down to 308 in less than 4 minutes.
Yeah. I can prove that computer wrong.
Yeah. Or I'll just I'll allow it to update with my superior driving skills.
I get
it
mad.
It didn't know that I was this good of a driver.
Well, I get mad sometimes when it doesn't update if I'm on like a big long drive and like say it's like big open road, big open highway, and I'm going like 80 miles an hour. And like not I'm flying by people. It's like, no, this is the flow of traffic. It's 80 miles an hour. I get mad when it won't update to assume I'm going to drive 80 miles an hour the whole way there. Because then I want to see if I keep this up, how quickly can I get there?
It knows you can't keep that. It knows you don't have the stones to do it, Reynolds.
No, I mean, I've only done that when it is like literally if I go 70 miles an hour, I'm creating like a road hazard because people are flying by me. When you're doing a long drive, are you in control of the tunes or do you let your wingman, the person riding shotgun?
I think it depends on who's riding shotgun. You know what I like to do? If I have a carload of people, I like to create a customized playlist.
I was going to say that's really what you got to do when you've got more than one other person, I would say. Because you got to keep everybody happy. And if you know who's in that car and you can be like, all right, I know some tunes these people are going to like. And I've got some new stuff I can possibly turn them on to.
Exactly.
I don't think you can listen to, I mean, I know people do, but like listen to podcasts if there's more than two people in the car.
No, because there's always going to be, you know, if it's three or more people,
now there's
going to
be
someone,
more conversations.
Yeah, people who think that they can comment on the thing. It's like, no, we're quietly listening. This is quiet time.
Well, I think you can still comment on it.
Listen to the Doughboys speak about the fast food. Shut up.
Now, Tim, do you put on our podcast ever for your road trips?
Never. I've never listened to an episode
of our
podcast. I
put ours on sometimes. I mouth along with my parts.
Just to impress your girlfriend?
Oh yeah, whoever's in there, they're like, "Wow, you know all the words," and then
Tom,
really blow
their
mind.
You most certainly do not know all the words. You don't remember a thing you say.
No, but I can often predict what joke I'll make because I have like I don't know four or five different jokes.
Yeah, I can predict what joke you'll make.
You know what's a thing that I hate. And luckily it doesn't happen as much nowadays, but, games,
war. Yeah, games, we all hate war.
games in the car,
like
Punch Buggy.
Well, I don't like Punch Buggy. That's just punching.
And I Spy. And
you don't like Punch Buggy?
License Plate Bingo.
Yeah. Why not? I've never done those things. Like, I don't really know what license plate bingo is. What are you supposed to find, like, license
states.
Plates from different states?
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess you could play it formally. I guess you could have, like, an actual bingo card. But I think often it's just, you know, first person to, you know, an arbitrary number wins. And I don't know. I don't like to, I feel like those games make long drives even more boring because now you're focusing on the road.
Yeah.
And it's like,
zoning out.
Yeah. I know this seems like it's, you know, really boring, but what if you focused on the details? I'm pretty good at just zoning out.
Yeah, I know. You do it a lot while we're recording.
Yep. So that's what I would prefer.
Yeah, if you don't, do you ever zone out while you're driving and then you zone back in and you go like, whoa?
Yeah, well, in two different ways. The first is sometimes I do that and I get like so into my, you know, it's like when you think too much about anything. And like, mm-hmm. if I think too much about driving, if there's like a long silence, I've been driving for a while, and I think about the mechanics of like, this is insane. I am flying down a highway at 65 miles an hour. I'm in charge of this huge thing. Like, and all I had to do was pass a test once when I was 16. And that's it. I'm just, yep, I'm all right to do this. And it's like, there's nothing else I do that's anything like this. I don't, you know, drive a boat or a plane or a horse carriage or anything. So sometimes I'll start thinking about all that kind of stuff. And then I'll get real, like, I'll forget how driving works.
Yeah, you start to overthink every mechanic of it. And that's not a place.
You don't want to do that. Whereas, yeah, normally you're just like, oh, this is, you know, it's just second nature. But highway hypnosis is the other way, and that's a real thing.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily bad, right? Haven't they done studies where it's just like actually your reaction time is still intact?
I don't know.
Brain just like spares you the boredom.
I lean on the side of all hypnosis is bad.
They do that thing. Why do you say that? Because that one cruise that you went to where that X-rated hypnotist
He made people have an aura. No, he didn't put a spell on me. I wouldn't be caught dead up on that stage. No, but he made these other people have an orgasm on stage. And then I had to like see those people at, you know, the buffet the next day.
Tom, that's something that you love.
I loved it in the moment. I didn't love it. Yeah, I guess I did love it all around, but it made me wary of hypnotists.
Yeah,
and that includes highway hypnotists.
Tom, I do believe that hypnotism has to be a fraud, right? It's a hoax.
It's not. I mean, it's like a real thing, but you have to want to be hypnotized.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing, because like otherwise, you know,
otherwise
you
the world
your
would
house
be
without
mayhem.
Getting exactly.
There would be so many times throughout history of like, well, unfortunately, you know, everything was going great, and then unfortunately, somebody hypnotized the president.
Exactly.
They made him think he was a chicken, and he never snapped out of it, and that was it. And the vice president had to take over, and.
Highway hypnosis, is that there's a thing where it's like there are a lot of people who are car commuters who like have this thing, this phenomenon where I remember pulling out of my parking spot at work, mm-hmm. I remember pulling into my driveway,
yeah.
and it's a 40-minute drive, and I don't remember anything about that.
Yeah.
But
well,
is
yes.
that just to say that like, you know, God gave us the lovely, gave our brains the ability to be like, we're going to cut this out. Because like, if you had to actually experience this and remember it every day of your life, you know, life wouldn't be able to continue. People would be too sad.
God knows people don't want the Zack Snyder cut of their life. They want the slow, boring parts cut out so they can just get to the interesting parts.
God is a really, really big Joss Whedon fan.
I hope not. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's it. I mean, you're completely discounting the idea that some of these people have been abducted, and that's why they have missing time.
Well, what happens to the car when they get abducted?
They can bring the car up too. They bring everything up. Yeah, of course they can. They got big magnets.
Well, wouldn't another a motorist see this?
If one of them sees it, they bring them up too.
Well, what I'm talking about is like somebody in rush hour,
mm-hmm.
5 p.m. traffic, bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
If one
not
of these
bumper
cars
to bumper.
I'm
saying, you know, cruising along.
Okay.
At a good clip. Let me ask you this. If you saw another car get abducted by an alien and then, or like a UFO, and then let's say they like telepathied into your mind, and they were like, Tim, don't tell anybody about this. If you tell anybody about this, we're going to do it to you. What would you do? Would you tell people about it, or would you just be like, nah, not my business?
It's a very specific hypothetical, Tom. This is as detailed as your sad ride home from college.
Are you implying that I've had this happen to me?
Just testing the waters.
If that was my story where it was like, yeah, actually, I did see a UFO. I spoke with an alien and they blackmailed me into not telling anyone.
I think I just wouldn't tell anyone because I would assume that, well, either it was true and I didn't want to get
abducted
into,
yourself.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I do want to get abducted. Why not? Spice things up, right? It's an experience. Never say, hey, be a yes man. Never say no to something. A new experience.
But they're presenting it in a way where you don't want to do it because they're like, hey, if you tell people, we're going to do it to you. And guess what? We're going to do. We're going to put needles in your eyes and stuff when we do.
Yeah, I wouldn't want needles in my eyes. I think I would just assume that I was having some sort of psychotic break and just be like, okay, well, I'm not going to mention anything because, you know, and if it happens again, I'll talk to like a professional.
But, professional alien hunter?
Yeah. Are there you? That's kind of what you are.
Yeah,
in your
talk
spirit
to me.
Head, right?
Yeah. Or one of the men in black. Is that who you'd talk to?
Yeah, but only Will Smith, not Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, he's mean.
Because you don't know the difference between Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones?
I don't know.
Will Smith makes this look good.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. Follow us on Instagram at tcgte. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim for more novelty product ideas.
If you want to support the show, check out our sponsors. Also, check out patreon.com/completeguide for our secondary podcast, Books of Podcasts. This week, I finished up two Sherlock Holmes novels, and Tim has just watched a Sherlock Holmes motion picture. I wasn't aware that any of these books had been adapted.
Yeah, they're hard to get the rights to.
You watched the Guy Ritchie Sherlock Holmes, right?
Yeah, starring Robert Downey Jr.
As who?
Man himself. Iron Man.
Patreon.com/complete guide. Tim, have you ever been so tired on a road trip that you've pulled over to go to sleep?
No, but should I have? Yes.
Yeah, that there was only one time that I should have and I didn't, and I got pulled over because I apparently was like swerving out of my lane. Very dangerous.
But it's late at night.
Yeah, it was late at night, and I got the full sobriety test, and boy, that's terrifying, having a sobriety test.
Yeah.
Because
they shine the light in your eyes and make you walk in a straight line.
They made me walk in a straight line. They made me like touch my nose. They made me hold one foot up and stay balanced on one foot. And then they made me say the alphabet backwards.
How far did they make you get when you did the alphabet backwards?
Not very far. I think I got like three in and they were like, all right, that's good.
Are they just like, is he sober enough to start with Z?
I think that's pretty much it. Well, that was the thing that was crazy. Like, I did all of those, and like, you know, I was very tired. I was not drunk, but I was very tired, and like, also just like extremely nervous, and like, oh my God, like, but even then I was like, I think I'm doing all this right. But then I'm like, ah, that's what a drunk person would think. But then I'm like, but I'm not drunk. I'm just tired. And I did everything. And then at the end, they made me blow in a breathalyzer. And I was kind of like, oh, well, couldn't we have just started and ended with this?
Yeah.
Why'd I have to do all that other shit that scared the hell out of me? And also,
that's
like,
how they get their jollies, Tom.
And I wanted to ask, like, was this always going to be part of it, or did I not do well at one of those things where you were like, borderline? So you want to
make
sure.
You can tell me I'm an RA.
Yeah, well, I'm an RA, retired, but but yeah, you can tell me. They told me to go get a cup of coffee. They said, get off on the next exit and get coffee. I got a tall boy of Budweiser.
Yeah, you said, sure thing, officer. Give him a big old wink.
Yeah. And then I
just ordered yourself a red dog.
I shotgunned a red dog and said, screw you, pigs. See, and then I drove into the 7-Eleven by accident. Now we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.